David Knight, this Monday, August 28, 2017, we got a lot of people looking for higher ground here in Texas. This is a tragedy that we're seeing unfolding on the coast, a personal tragedy, and of course, a human interest story. This is a very unusual storm. This is something that they say is a 500-year storm. And of course, the flooding has not even come close to cresting at this point because it's going to be hung up there for several days. But as we look at this story, are we missing some other things that are happening? It's important to look at this story, especially for people in this area. But globally, we just had the world's central bankers meeting in Jackson Hole, Wyoming this last week. They're the ones who are flooding our economy with counterfeit currency. What are the consequences of that? That has real human consequences in it as well. Not just flood. So we're going to take a look at that. It's only been a week since we've started this show, Real News with David Knight. And we've already got a hit on us at YouTube. And the irony of this hit is that this is a video. Your video, Pedophile Government Grooms Kindergartners, was flagged to us for review. Upon review, we have decided that we will age restrict that. So sex education in kindergarten, sex change education in kindergarten should not be age restricted. But if you talk about that, they will sandbag you. They will make sure that nobody sees that because they'll put an age restriction on our discussion of their policy. That is what we're seeing here now. And so that's a troll that put that up for review. And now we got an age restriction on that video. Let's take a look at the news. Of course, the consequences of the hurricane are having economic consequences for us and may have consequences across the country and globally in terms of gasoline prices. Reuters reports U.S. gasoline futures have jumped to a 2-year high. Well, already the weak dollar hit a 16-month low against a basket of currencies on Monday as Tropical Storm Harvey pummeled the heart of the U.S. energy sector, raised concerns about the economy. This heavy precipitation is expected to last for several days. Key oil and gas facilities along the Texas Gulf Coast have temporarily shut down, and flooding in the Houston and Beaumont areas could seriously pinch gasoline supplies. Experts believe gas prices could increase as much as 25 cents a gallon. And then there's the toll on other things like air travel. FlightAware.com has reported that more than 1,400 flights have already been canceled in addition to the more than 2,000 that were canceled over the weekend. Google is issuing refunds to advertisers over fake traffic. And when you look at this, you have to ask yourself, is this another strategy to demonetize people that they disagree with? They're going to say this is fake traffic. That could be an issue. Is it that big an issue, or is this a tactic to say that websites that they don't agree with, news that they label as fake, has fake traffic? That's the concern as we look forward with this. Also, we see that in New York, the move to ban Christopher Columbus, to remove a statue of him, is moving forward, as Mayor de Blasio says that it is under review. He says that Christopher Columbus is a symbol of hate. And others say he didn't discover America, he invaded it. And of course, they're also going to take down the statue of General Grant, who then became President Grant. That also has to be removed, even though according to their official story of history, he's the leader who fought the people who had slavery. That's the textbook school version of the Civil War. And even there, they can't get it right. The U.S. now has more gun dealers than grocery stores, McDonald's and Starbucks combined. And when I look at this, I say, is this a problem? I don't think that is a problem. And when you look at the gun dealers, of course, these are not storefronts like you see Starbucks every couple of blocks or McDonald's. But this is a consequence of the attempts to shut down our Second Amendment rights by Barack Obama. Meanwhile, maybe people in the U.K. feel that they should have guns. We had a man with a 4-foot sword arrested at Buckingham Palace. He started shouting Allahu Akbar as he reached for a 4-foot sword. They kind of got it backwards. I guess he should have gotten the sword before he started shouting because they were able to pepper spray and take him down. Stay with us. We've got a lot of guests coming up, and we'll tell you about them when we come back.
After been sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to the real news. I'm David Knight, your host. And we have a couple of guests coming up in this program. Roger Stone is going to be joining us. We also have someone behind the Cal Exit Movement to talk about constitutional convention and the issues. That's the tack that they're now taking in California. And it's a very important reminder for us that people who want to have self-government, it's not something that only comes from people on the right or doesn't have to involve violence or doesn't have to involve white supremacy. These are people who are liberals, who are leftists in California, who basically want to govern themselves. And I would be quite happy to let them go so they don't try to govern me. And also to allow people in California, there's conservative enclaves in California, allow them to secede as well. We see that happening every time there is a real secession. As Virginia seceded from the Union, West Virginia seceded from Virginia. As Ukraine seceded from Russia, Crimea seceded from Ukraine, and so forth and so on. But it can be done peacefully. As we talked to one of the representatives last week, we talked about the fact that there are referendums happening all over Europe for this same purpose. And I think as we look at this tactic that they're now taking, instead of going after a referendum on the California ballot, they're now trying to get a constitutional convention. This is something that many on the right are very interested in doing. It's something that I think that we need to take a closer look at. I don't really support it. I'm concerned about what will happen with the constitutional amendment, but we'll let them make their case and see what they have to say. That will be coming up later in the program along with Roger Stone. This is our second week of the broadcast, and already we've got a video flagged by YouTube. And as I pointed out in the last segment, they have no sense of irony when they put an age restriction on a video that was talking about the fact that there should be an age restriction on what we teach our children in school. This is a report about kindergartners who were being, as I pointed out, groomed by our government for pedophilia. Because if you say that kindergartners have the maturity to consent to this type of discussion, sex education alone should be off bounds to kindergartners. They don't have that kind of maturity. But this whole idea of pushing transgender issues on kindergartners, it frightened them quite a bit, the kindergartners. Clearly, they did not understand. And this is something that I believe is simply pedophile grooming. This is where they're going, trying to normalize pedophilia. I talked about it in terms of Brave New World and the sexualization of children, the extreme sexualization that we see in our country. And yet, that video, interestingly enough, had an age restriction put on it. So they're not going to put an age restriction on what they tell kindergartners about sex. But they will put an age restriction and demonize us, make it look like I'm going through some kind of a sexual details about pedophilia or something when people start to watch that video. That is the insidious censorship of YouTube. And we're seeing it everywhere. We're seeing economic censorship of Ron Paul, for example. Zero Hedge points out that Julian Assange tweeted, YouTube has economically censored former presidential candidate, and I would point out Congressman Ron Paul, for criticizing U.S. foreign policy on Afghanistan and on WikiLeaks. Former U.S. Congressman Ron Paul has joined a growing list of independent political journalists and commentators who are being economically punished by YouTube despite producing videos that routinely receive hundreds of thousands of views, reports Zero Hedge. Assange claims that Paul was being punished for speaking out about President Donald Trump's decision to increase the number of troops in Afghanistan. The notion that YouTube would want to economically punish a former congressman for sharing his views on U.S. foreign policy, a topic that he is unequivocally qualified to speak about, is absurd. Furthermore, the review requested, as I point out, just like we saw with our video that was put on age restriction, somebody who is a troll or a government agent comes in and requests a review. Marking on one of Paul's videos reveals that they were initially flagged by users before YouTube moderators confirmed that the videos were unsuitable for a broadcast audience. Now, how do they determine that Ron Paul talking about foreign policy is unsuitable? How do they determine that when I complain about the lack of age restriction on content talk to kindergartners, that they put an age restriction on me? That is the irony. That's the hypocrisy. That is the censorship of YouTube. Meanwhile, they say other political commentators who've been censored by YouTube include, of course, Paul Joseph Watson, Tim Black, others. Yes, that is exactly what we are seeing. Zero Hedge also has another story that I think is very instructive. As we're talking about, there's going to be there are real human consequences. People are dying. They're losing their homes. Entire towns have been wiped out. So that's a tragedy. And it is something that we need to be concerned about. It's a very human interest story. People need to know what's happening so we can help those people. Nevertheless, there's a lot of important news that is being overlooked by this. And there was a story on Zero Hedge where they were basically comparing the interest in terrorism stories to the lack of interest in economic terrorism done to us by the Federal Reserve, for example. And they said, when you look at the statistics that we had done by the Cato Institute, they came up with statistics of 1 in 3 million chance that you will be hit by terrorism. Now, that's not the reason that we focus on terrorism stories. We focus on terrorism stories because they're new and they're growing exponentially. That's the key thing that's missing here out of the analysis. It is important to look at what is happening with terrorism, just as we saw the most recent terrorist incident over the weekend, a man yelling Allahu Akbar at Buckingham Palace and trying to take a 4-foot sword out to attack people, but he was stopped before that got underway. And so the question is, when we see an exponential rise in that type of terrorism that coincides with bringing in people who have no cultural identification to this country, that's why we need to take a look at this policy. This is a man-made issue, unlike our climate. So it is something that needs to be have a look taken at it. And I don't know about their statistics, but when we look at the fact that we want to put this in a mathematical context, they're saying, well, we may be overreporting some issues and completely ignoring others. And certainly we are, especially when it comes to the economic consequences of what the Federal Reserve and the central banks are doing, as they just met this last Friday and Saturday in Wyoming, in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. These were the central bankers from across the world. We had Janet Yellen of the Federal Reserve here in the U.S. We had Mario Draghi of the European Central Bank meeting. It's very important what they say and do. Entire economies can be destroyed by these people. We've seen this many times. It was predicted as people debated the enactment of the Federal Reserve Act. They said these people, a private group here, has the ability to make economies and markets rise and fall. They know when that's going to happen. They can profit from that happening. They're not disinterested parties, folks. And when we look at whether or not we should have our elected representatives even know what they're doing, that's what's behind Audit the Fed. Should we even know what these mandarins are doing to our economy? And of course they say, you shouldn't know about that. As a matter of fact, I remember once a conversation I had with a friend of mine's brother, who was a vice president at a branch, at a bank, and essentially that meant that he was over a branch bank. And he told me that the Fed does absolutely nothing other than clear checks. I said, are you serious? You put yourself out as an expert on banks and you don't even understand the implications of interest rates? Surely you understand interest rates, even if you don't understand what they do to the money supply. You can understand that interest rates as a banker, that they can just arbitrarily raise or lower. And we saw that happening. We saw a rope-a-dope happening with Alan Greenspan. If you look at the interest rates, what they did was they raised them, and then dropped them consistently. and then all of a sudden began raising them very quickly. Left them low for a while, pulled everybody in with loans and with adjustable rate mortgages, and then raised those loans. But of course, there's other aspects that we saw discussed in Wyoming as well. We'll get into that in just a moment. But let's talk about the manipulation, how it works both ways in this Zero Hedge article. They point out, just as we're being manipulated to be terrified of certain things, just like we see with the Hurricane Harvey, it's being portrayed in some respects. Certainly the disaster is real. The economic consequences are real. We're seeing that it may result in a 25-cent per gallon increase in the price of gasoline. Nevertheless, we see stories about gators in the street. It's almost like Sharknado, except it's kind of like a gator cane. And so we see these kinds of sensationalism, but we ignore the real risks that are approaching in economics. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop Caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth, from chicken, but seven other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to The Real News. I'm David Knight. We're going to get back to the news in just a moment. Before we do, I want to remind you that we have a limited time flash special. Get Super Male Vitality at 57% off. We've never had that deep a discount on Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com, and it is for a very limited time. It is a limited time flash special. Now, if you don't know about Super Male Vitality yet, if you're a new listener, it has more than 3,500 authentic reviews. These reviews are curated by a third-party review site. We are not in control of those, and you can see that Super Male Vitality now has an unprecedented 4.6-star average out of 5 stars. So visit InfoWarsLife.com, take a look at the reviews for yourself, see what Super Male Vitality has done for other listeners. Also, we have a super combo sale for limited time only at InfoWarsStore.com. Get Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine and BioTrue Selenium for 45% off. Again, these two essential ingredients that you have, and you need to understand that even the CDC has pointed out that like a deficiency in vitamin C, you do not want to have a deficiency in iodine. They say iodine deficiency is one of the four major deficiency diseases in the world. If you want a good source of that, a great source of that, very pure, take a look at our product, Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. It is a very pure source of iodine. Also, selenium is well known to support the immune system, DNA production, thyroid health, eyesight, and many other things. The question is, are you going to get something that is synthetic, something that is loaded with fillers, or get BioTrue Selenium, which is organic selenium that comes from mustard seeds. It's a great source of selenium. So we understand that selenium and iodine are very important for your health, and you need to understand how good the source of selenium and iodine are. Take a look at the reviews again at InfoWarsStore.com, and you can get both of these products for 45% off for a limited time only at InfoWarsStore and InfoWars.com. We were just talking about risks. We were talking about how, yes, we are drawn to this massive flooding that has happened once every 500 years, but it doesn't take that long for central banks to take us through boom and bust cycles, does it? A boom and bust cycle is not a once every 500 year tragedy. We just had one about 8 years ago, 9 years, I guess now, 2008. That was something that was engineered by banking policy. It was engineered by mergers that created too big to fail banks. That was something that was created by Bill Clinton's administration as they removed Glass-Steagall, the protections against having banks who were going to be insured also participate in very risky investments. So they participated in risky investments. They created derivatives. They chopped up the deeds to different houses and sold these junk deeds out, and it created massive human tragedy, just like a once-in-500-year flood, except it doesn't happen once every 500 years. It happens once every couple of decades. And so this last weekend, some of the news that you did not get was economic news. And here, as we see this report from Zero Hedge, they're talking about how people are alarmed by things that don't present as much risk to them, like a 500-year flood, but they completely miss other risks, like financial ones. Here's some of the ones that they mentioned. Just as we're manipulated into being terrified of certain risks that pose no real statistical threat, we're also manipulated into ignoring other risks that are far more likely. For example, the stock market in the United States is at an all-time high, with valuation metrics that have rarely been higher in more than 100 years of data. Bond markets around the world have literally never been more expensive, ever. Now, you may not be invested in stocks or bonds, but it is going to affect the economy. It's going to affect your job, the company that you work for, when that happens. I said another obvious long-term risk is Social Security is about to run out of money. This is not a conspiracy theory. It is an admitted fact by the Social Security trustees, including the Treasury Secretary of the United States. They state very clearly in their annual report that Social Security's major trust funds will be depleted in 2034. So there is currently a 100% chance that Social Security will run out of money in 2034. And yet we focus on things that are far less probable. Jackson Hole, we see that as Janet Yellen, the chair of the Fed, and Mario Draghi, who is of the European Central Bank, they were the key speakers at this meeting of central banks. Their only concern, really, was how they're going to gaslight the precariat. That would be you. They're going to come up with some phony things to make you think that this really isn't something you need to worry about. You don't need to be aware of this. It isn't really going to happen because they're concerned about what they have called the precariat. The precarious proletariat, the people who they're precarious because we're in a precarious position. Those of us who are in the middle class, those of us who have suffered from globalism. And it creates a certain precarious situation for these globalist elites. So they want to know how they can pacify you so they can economically enslave you with the universal basic income or just their massive debt that they've created. They say financial markets have better prepare for the day that central banks raise interest rates, said the IMF chief. He said if there's a lot of debt out there, whether it's public or private debt, that can be a risk. Yes, they have flooded us with debt while they sandbag the information about what's going on here. One final quote of the day, he says it looked as if ECB President Draghi and Fed Chair Yellen had competed to see who could produce the speech least relevant to monetary policy. We call it a 0-0 draw. And, of course, the issue in Europe is that Draghi has been wanting to fight deflation in the EU. His goal of 2% inflation, he did not quite make it there. And yet what's happening, as one British economist said, he said, so Yellen is talking about the benefits of financial regulation. And that would be things like the Dodd-Frank bill that have put out small community banks out of business at a record pace. Meanwhile, Mario Draghi wants to talk about the benefits of their managed trade. He said Jackson Hole is basically a big FU to Trump. And we have to understand it's a big FU to those of us who are the middle class, those of us who are being cut out of our economy, cut out of our jobs, who are going to bear the brunt of their economic policy, their globalism. Let's go back to censorship a little bit because we had some more censorship of a different kind. We've been talking about YouTube censorship, how they censored Ron Paul economically, and that was tweeted out by Julian Assange, how just 1 week they've already put one of the videos of this show, Real News, into an age-restricted category because we had the audacity to talk about the age restrictions that should be placed on sex education. They were pushing transgenderism to kindergartners. I talked about that, so they put my video on age restriction. But let's take a look at what happened over the weekend. We had the Antifa counter rally in Berkeley that basically shut down the right. They were going to have an event that was billed as Patriot Prayer. They canceled it because the streets were filled with violent counter-protesters of the left. So they came out and said, we want to say no to Marxism. I don't know who the people in this rally were, but I'm opposed to Marxism. I'm not a neo-Nazi. I'm not a KKK guy. I'm opposed to Marxism. I am both Antifa and I'm anti-Ma. But the Antifa, the anti-Ma people are fighting. These are the same people that shut down the speech by Milo, who shut down the speech by Ann Coulter. They said, if we're snowflakes, Nazis beware. Anybody that disagrees with them, you're a Nazi. They said, winter is here. Now, censorship is what's here. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Don't do it.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Research across the board is clear. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-free toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Due to requests from listeners who found that spearmint was a little bit too strong for some of their children, we have created the new bubblegum flavored Super Blue that is spearmint free. Learn more about the new bubblegum flavor Super Blue toothpaste and more at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rite's freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging war on corruption, it's David Knight.
Welcome back to The Real News. I'm David Knight, and we're going to take a look at the real censorship of speech and how it is celebrated by the left as a victory whenever they shut down any kind of speech. Anybody is instantly labeled a racist, a Nazi, whether that's true or not. That has become the big F word of the left. They run down their litany of charges, racist, sexist, homophobic, and now it's Nazi and fascist. They throw these things out there because they don't have any arguments to make, and they don't want anybody to see or discuss the issues involved. As I pointed out, they show up to intimidate and to shut down free speech issues, just as we saw the weekend before. We had some people in Boston who showed up. They have 40,000 counter-protesters. Some of them got violent, but not like we saw this last weekend in Berkeley. I want to take a look at what happened with that. Of course, they shut down the rally because they showed up and were threatening people. But when they could not fight the people that were showing up to talk about the Trump supporters and people who were conservative that they instantly labeled as Nazis, whether they were or not, and I seriously doubt that now. And that's the key thing, folks. We need to understand that racism still exists. Fascism still exists. Marxism still exists. Those are bad things. We need to be able to speak out against those. But when you label everybody with a knee-jerk label, what you're doing is you're crying wolf. And as a matter of fact, this happened in Nancy, get that video up of Nancy Pelosi. This happened in Nancy Pelosi's district. And she had something very interesting to say about crying wolf, although she got it wrong. Here's what she had to say.
Responsibility.
How could the Park Service justify denying that organization their free speech rights?
Because the Constitution does not say that a person can shout, yell wolf in a crowded theater. If you are endangering people, then you don't have a constitutional right to do.
Constitution says you can't yell wolf in a crowded theater. Now, she mixes her metaphors here in a very interesting way, just as she doesn't understand the Constitution either. Constitution says we have a right to address our grievances. We have a right to speak freely. You know, we have a situation in Britain. They have a speaker's corner where people can go on Sunday mornings. They can stand on a soapbox. They can talk about anything they want. It can be religion. It can be politics. It can be anything. And the police will protect the people who are standing there on the boxes. I don't know if that's still something that is working. I presume that it is in Hyde Park. Last time I was there in 2001, people who wanted to get up and talk about religion or politics, I witnessed one event where the individual who was a Christian who was standing up there was surrounded by a crowd of about 30 angry Muslims shouting at him. And as we were listening to the back and forth that was going on there, that was basically about religion more than it was politics. But the Muslims were getting very angry, and the police were quietly starting to accumulate around the perimeter. And I took my family, my two sons were pretty young at that point. I said, it's time for us to go. We don't want to get involved in this at that point. So I don't know if they still have Speaker's Corner or if the Muslims have shut that down or the leftist fascists have shut this down. Because these people who say that they're anti-fascist, let's understand that they're employing fascist techniques. Everything that they're doing is what Adolf Hitler did. And he is the icon for fascism. Yet he called himself a national socialist. He disagreed with Stalin only on the lies that he would tell people in order to take over their government and to establish an authoritarian regime that shut down all of their freedoms. Stalin went in and took control of everything. He took away all private property. Hitler was more clever than that. He says, yes, that's eventually where we want to go, but in order to get there, we need to allow these corporations to still create weapons and still have a vibrant economy, so that will be the very last thing we do instead of the first thing we do. That's the key difference, quite frankly, folks, between fascists and Marxists. It's what they do first, but they all wind up in the same place. And, of course, the Marxists will talk about nationalism, internationalism, sell world government to you, while the fascists will talk about nationalism, a hyper-nationalism, but that's how they sell their authoritarianism. They're really the same, and you can see this in these Berkeley riots. I pointed out, in the absence of right-wing extremists, quote-unquote, these extremists are people who wanted to speak. They were not a threat to anybody, but they show up and shut that down. In the absence of the right-wing extremists, as this article from Newsweek points out, anybody that disagrees with Newsweek, of course, is a right-wing extremist. The hundreds of Antifa members, identified by their black outfits and their masked faces, focused their ire on law enforcement, including members of the police department of Berkeley and Oakland, as well as the California Highway Patrol. They were there to fight. Let's make it clear. They wanted to censor people. They wanted to be violent. And they had said in advance that they did not renounce violence as a means of political action. And it's very clear that's what they're going to do. At least 14 were arrested, and they attacked the police as well as journalists. Their signs were stand against hate. But The rally was soon punctuated by tear gas, says the LA Times. Some anti-fascist protesters, wearing black with their faces covered, chased or beat Trump supporters and organizers who had scheduled and then canceled their anti-Marxist rally, citing concerns over safety. This is why Donald Trump says there's problems on both sides. He wasn't excusing the violence of the right-wing extremists in Charlottesville or the road rage of that individual who killed the woman who ran his car multiple times into people. That's inexcusable. He didn't make any excuses for that. But at every Trump rally, from the very beginning, they have seen the same thing happen. They would have a political rally where they wanted to talk about policy. And, of course, the anti-fascist Marxists would show up and violently beat people. As Daily Mail points out, anarchy in Berkeley, 100 black-clad anti-fascists carrying no hate signs. That's the lie. No hate signs. They storm the rally, they pepper spray the leader of a conservative patriot prayer group, and then they fight the cops. Meanwhile, Nancy Pelosi and the mayor of San Francisco, because that's her district, that's Nancy Pelosi's district, praise the people and praise their response to the right-wing rally that didn't happen. They are so excited, just as everyone, including, I think, unfortunately, Donald Trump tweeted out stuff about the non-violent people in Boston. No, they were violent. And the key thing here is the intimidation of 40,000 people to shut down a free speech rally. I talked to Dr. Shiva Ayadure. He's running for Senate against Elizabeth Warren as a conservative. He spoke there. He's an Indian. And he spoke there. He's an entrepreneur. He's somebody who supports free speech. And they braved the 40,000 angry protesters. About three dozen were arrested for attacking the police. The police came to them and said, we've got to get out of here. You've been here for 50 minutes. I know the rally was 2 hours. They did a complete shutdown of media. Media was not allowed to get anywhere, not allowed to record it. So the only recordings we have were the ones that were made by the people there at the rally. They kept them at a distance so they couldn't see it. And this is what we see the left and even the GOP praising. The fact that we would have tens of thousands of people who are stoked up about somebody being a white supremacist or a Nazi, even when they aren't, and then shutting down free speech. This is what we're left with. Now we've got Trump expected to lift a ban on military gear to local police forces. This is the equipping of the police with MRAPs and other issues, and I have a big problem with this as well. This, I believe, shows us the danger of where we can go. Because when we see these leftists that are out there that are attacking people who are just showing up to a political rally, and then eventually what you wind up doing is having people in the Ku Klux Klan and real Nazis hijack it like they did in Charlottesville, perhaps. And, of course, we know that the guy that was there had also been working with Occupy. He had a lot of ties to the left, so that raises issues as to whether or not it was a false flag. But we don't want to have a situation where we have a pushback, where we escalate this into a civil war. That's exactly what Soros wants, is to escalate this into a civil war. I do not want to see the police militarized in that sense, or militarized in a shoot-first capacity. But we have to understand that it starts by not praising the intimidation and the violence of the left. We'll be right back.
We've got great air filters, great water filters, great non-GMO heirloom seeds, great books, great films, great Patriot apparel to meet like-minded people. And we've got a new humongoid sale. Not the number of things that are on massive sale, but on what's on sale. Out for months, not been on sale for months and months. We've never offered Super Mel Vitality, known concentrated herbs, cold pressed. Super Mel Vitality, 57% off. It's never been the price it is right now. With 3,596 reviews, 4.6 reviews total by third-party sites. Unprecedented, and it's cold pressed. That's why Super Male is so different. People say, well, I know these compounds work because it's admitted to science, and these are other, what you sell, they BuzzFeed said, is already best-selling stuff that's been certified as, you know, healthy and good forever. Why these aren't anything new? Because why do something new when you can have the oldest and best, but cold pressed?
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest secured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Taking my time, choosing my Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight. Joining us in the next hour is Roger Stone. He'll be talking to us about some of the comments he's made lately about people who have been attacking Donald Trump, specifically John McCain, who attacked Donald Trump for pardoning Sheriff Joe Arpaio. There's been a lot of fallout from that. The GOP establishment has been attacking Trump for doing the right thing. Sheriff Arpaio deserved a jury trial at the very least for these charges. And what he was sentenced to criminal contempt of court for was ignoring the judge who was ignoring the law. And so it was massive hypocrisy would have been to allow him to go to jail when the Trump administration is enlisting sheriff departments all over the country to help them enforce the law when Obama and the judge in this particular case were threatening sheriffs to not enforce the law. So who do you obey in that case? So we're going to be talking to Roger Stone about that issue. And about the comments that he made about that to John McCain. He doesn't mince words. He said, karma, talking to John McCain, he tweeted out, karma is about to get you. You will burn in hell for all eternity. So, Roger is never one to mince words. So we're going to have his comments about that and what is happening in Washington. That'll be coming up in the next hour. Real quickly, we have a limited time flash special, Super Male Vitality. 57% off at InfoWarsLife.com. If you don't know about Super Male Vitality, take a look at the 3,500 reviews that we have provided by a third-party review site. We do not curate these reviews, and you can see that Super Male Vitality has an unprecedented 4.6 star average out of 5 possible points with 3,500 reviews. That's unprecedented. View InfoWarsLife.com, read the reviews for yourself, see what Super Male Vitality has done for other listeners, and you can get it for limited time only. This is a flash special. They do not last very long. Those are typically 1 or 2 days. 57% off. We've never discounted Super Male Vitality that heavily. Also, a couple of supplements that everyone knows the benefits of, selenium and iodine. And we have two of the most pure forms of that that you can get on the market. Our BioTrue Selenium is GMO-free. It's organic. It's produced from mustard seeds. Everyone knows the benefits of selenium. It supports the immune system, DNA production, thyroid health, eyesight. Iodine is essential. Iodine deficiency, says the CDC, is one of 4 major deficiency diseases in the world. So you can get a great source of either one of those for 45% off. Our BioTrue Selenium, 45% off. Our Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, 45% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, that is for a limited time only. Now, we're talking about, in the last segment, we talked about the violent censorship of the left in Berkeley. And, of course, that is the district of Nancy Pelosi. And we played that stupid comment that she made. The Constitution doesn't say a person can yell wolf in a crowded theater. Well, the people who are crying wolf are the people, if you don't know, you can't yell fire in a crowded theater. But that's what the violent left is doing. They're trying to set fire to these people who wanted to speak from a Trump perspective, from a conservative perspective. They called it a Patriot Prayer rally. They didn't give them a chance to speak. They labeled them Nazis, witches, burned them. And the people then backed down because they had a big mob in Berkeley. And when they couldn't attack the political speech protesters, they went after the police. They went after journalists, beating and spraying people with pepper spray as they carried no hate signs. That is the left for you. Those are the people that Nancy Pelosi and the mayor of Berkeley praised for shutting down anybody that they disagree with. And you remember once upon a time, Berkeley was supposed to be the bastion of free speech. It was when the establishment was against them. They were standing out there saying, we have to have free speech. But now that they are the establishment, they have no tolerance for anybody else. And we've been talking this hour about what's going on with YouTube, not just with the liberal cities like Boston and San Francisco. We've only been in existence 1 week. Already we've gotten one of our videos age restricted. I talked about how the government was pushing sex education for kindergartners. And it's inappropriate to do that. Even if you're talking about heterosexual sex, we're not talking about the kind of sex that they're promoting to people. This case, they were promoting transgender sex, and it frightened the kindergartners. They didn't understand what was going on. They're not mature enough to understand this. And so the video that I had, Pedophile Government Grooms Kindergartners, that was flagged by a troll for review. And then YouTube looked at it, and they said, we're going to make that age-restricted. They won't age restrict what they're telling the kindergartners, but they'll age restrict this. So let's play a little bit of that report that has now been shut down with an age restriction. Go ahead and play the report. And then here's something that is really sick. We have a transgender child reveals himself or herself in a kindergarten class. Now, let me tell you what's going on with this, folks. They are grooming our government schools are grooming these children for pedophilia. There is absolutely no reason that in kindergarten class, the government should be talking to your children about any kind of sex. It's just not appropriate. I didn't go to kindergarten. My mom didn't put me in school until the first grade. But why are we having kindergartners being taught about sex by our government? Unless they're trying to create a brave new world. And that's precisely what they're trying to do. Go back and read it. That is exactly what these people are trying to do. Keep them preoccupied in this kind of hedonistic society where they don't pay any attention to what the government is doing. Anybody that does start to get an idea, anybody that does start to pay attention, anyone who asks questions or speaks up will get the 1984 treatment. But the vast number of people in our society are going to get the Brave New World treatment. And that's exactly what we're seeing here. This is a story by Kit Daniels. You'll find it on newswars.com, our new site that, I think it's a great looking site. It looks like a newspaper. Very clean design, sister site to Infowars.com. And on Newswars, we have this story from Kit. A transgender student revealed her true gender during a controversial sex education session in a kindergarten class. Parents were outraged, as they should be. And one of the parents said, "My daughter came home crying and shaking, so afraid that she could turn into a boy. Why are they playing these kinds of games with children?" And again.
All right, and that's the report that YouTube has now made age-restricted. We're not talking about any salacious details. We're not talking about that. We're talking about whether or not this is appropriate age material for kindergartners, and it isn't. But then they make this video age-restricted. The video is pedophile government grooms kindergartners. And, you know, I've seen, I think we hit a raw nerve with YouTube. Because I think I hit it on the spot. This is not 1984, but Brave New World that they're trying to push on people. I had one video that I did on the 100th anniversary of the Federal Reserve, and it was called It's a Wonderful Lie. And what it did was it had some clips from It's a Wonderful Life. I commented on those clips. I'd play a little bit of the clip, comment on it, talk over some of it. And that's allowed under fair use. As a matter of fact, at the time, they had the full movie of It's a Wonderful Life available in the U.S., and it had been there for 3 or 4 years. It had almost 1 million views. And yet, my 10, 15-minute report about the origins of the Federal Reserve, and if you remember the story of It's a Wonderful Life, how the banker there engineered a bank panic and used that as an attempt to take control of the town, we had a lot of parallels to that. They shut that down. They shut it down on the Alex Jones channel as soon as we got to 12,000. And then there were other people that we started talking about the fact that they censored it. Other people said, hey, I put it up, I mirrored it on my site. And we would go to another site, we'd go to another site. Every time it would get to about 12,000, their censors would notice it and they would shut it down. And it went that way for about 6 months. And then they left it alone. And so it's kind of interesting when we hit these nerves, when we talk about the Federal Reserve, when we talk about the Brave New World approach to educating or propagandizing our children, to sexualizing our children, they make that discussion age-related censored because they want you to think that we're talking about that. Now, the first part of that video, the first 5 minutes, that was about a 10-minute video, is one of our segments in the radio play. The first part of that was actually talking about McMaster and his love of Islam, the fact that he refuses to talk about radical Islamic terror, the fact that he censors that within the administration, the fact that he will push you out of the Trump administration if you say anything like that. And we also talked about the fact that he has endorsed and promoted a book that promotes the practice of buying a new Quran and kissing it and presenting it to the leaders in case they are offended. So he called McMaster a Quran kisser. That might be why they censored that. Because Islam and pedophilia are two things that you're not allowed to talk about, along with the Federal Reserve. So stay with us. We'll be talking about those things. Stay with us. We'll be right back with some more news.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLive.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product. new shipment of BioTruth Selenium is now available at InfoWarsLife.com. We've been sold out for months. Our one-of-a-kind InfoWars Life BioTruth Selenium formula is now back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. This is the true selenium formula that has rocked the nutraceutical industry to its core. Nearly every other selenium supplement on the market is produced with synthetic selenium, but BioTruth Selenium is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. The effects of the essential trace mineral selenium are well known. From supporting the thyroid gland and immune system to DNA production and eyesight, BioTruth Selenium is also the perfect supercharger to Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine, as both help support a healthy thyroid and many other systems. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to order your bottle of BioTruth Selenium before we sell it again. That's InfoWarsLife.com to secure your selenium and other key products that don't only help yourself and your family, but also fund our operation against the globalist, a 360 win. We didn't ask for this fight, but we're in this fight. This is the time to support InfoWars. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Live from Austin, Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight on this Monday, August 28th, 2017. Of course, the top news story across the country is the hurricane that has parked itself over Houston and is dumping an unprecedented amount of water over the city, and it is supposed to remain there for several days, and we're seeing extensive flooding. And as Associated Press points out, with the heavy precipitation expected to last for 4 days, key oil and gas facilities along the Texas Gulf Coast have temporarily shut down. Flooding in the Houston and Beaumont areas could seriously pinch gasoline supplies. They're concerned that it might increase gas prices by as much as 25 cents a gallon nationwide. And, of course, there's also the suffering in those areas, billions of dollars, and it's going to take a very long time for them to recover. They're saying that this is damage that may exceed that of Katrina. Houston has always been subject to massive flooding. They have massive bayous there. We lived there, my wife and I did, for 3 years, and it did not take a storm of this magnitude to create massive flooding in Houston. And as you see the pictures of it, it is absolutely unbelievable what is happening there at the time. And there's a dispute going back and forth between the mayor of Houston and other people who are second guessing whether or not he should have called for the evacuation of Houston. And he points out that when they did call for the evacuation past storms, that there were consequences for that as well, with a lot of people injured in the evacuation. Meanwhile, Donald Trump is going to reverse the ban on local police using military equipment. This is part of the escalation that the Marxists would like to see, I believe. They would like to start to create a civil war, but at some point you have to do something to get them under control. We just saw a massive violent rally in Berkeley, land of Nancy Pelosi, and the mayor there praised the people who shut down free speech, and then once they couldn't attack the conservatives who were going to have a rally, they turned on the police in that area. Meanwhile, we see that Elon Musk's Neuralink is getting $27 million to build brain computers. Neuralink is a startup founded by billionaire Elon Musk. They have taken steps to sell as much as $100 million in stock to fund the development of technology that connects human brains with computers, because that's something we really need, right? The San Francisco-based company, again, San Francisco, has already gotten $27 million of funding. A spokesman did not respond to questions about the source of the funds. Could it be coming from DARPA? Could it be coming from the CIA's venture capital fund, NQTEL? We don't know. But they want to, quote, develop ultra-high bandwidth brain-machine interfaces to connect humans and computers. And the question is, why do we need that? Because why do we need brains at all? We're going to have brains supplied to us to drive our computers and to control everything else, according to Elon Musk. Artificial intelligence is going to do that all for us. We don't really need humans, do we? Meanwhile, we have in Saudi Arabia a viral video taken of a woman in a burqa driving a car, and now the Saudi police are going to hunt her down and ferret out that person who violated their Sharia law. And yet, are they any worse than what is happening here in America? We pay a lot of attention to a once-in-500-year hurricane, storm, and flood that we see happening here in America. But do we understand that it's not just women who are going to be banned from driving cars? It will be all humans who will be banned from driving cars. What our government and the crony capitalists who are working with it have planned for us is far worse than the oppression of Sharia law in Saudi Arabia. Meanwhile, a man with a 4-foot sword was arrested in Buckingham Palace over the weekend. It was a terrorist incident. Clearly, he was shouting Allahu Akbar. Maybe somebody should send this article to H.R. McMaster if they can get past the firewall put up by John Kelly. Maybe they should send it to President Trump, because we keep being told by H.R. McMaster that this does not represent Islam. And yet he is trying to swing a 4-foot sword. Fortunately, he started shouting Allahu Akbar before he got his hands on the sword, and they were able to take care of it. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to the real news. I'm David Knight. This begins our second week on this August 28th, 2017. Thank you for joining us. We've been talking about censorship. We're also going to be talking at the bottom of the hour to Roger Stone about the reactions to President Trump's pardon of Sheriff Joe Arpaio, something that we have advocated here from the very beginning of the conviction of Sheriff Arpaio, convicted of criminal contempt by the same judge who ordered him to not enforce the immigration laws. And what a surprise that we see this story from Daily Mail. Paul Ryan joins the condemnation of Trump's pardon for Arpaio. The speaker says he disagrees with the decision after John McCain accused the president of undermining the rule of law. Well, I don't know, but I think in a criminal case, you know, they play a lot of games with calling regulations civil violations, right? That's how we get the excessive fines from the EPA, the excessive fines from the FAA, the Aviation Administration, saying they're going to fine people $25,000 if they have an unregistered drone above a certain tiny size. So we see these types of things. We saw the EPA come after an individual during the Obama administration as the EPA tried to assert its ownership of all water in the United States. There's an individual, if you remember the case in Montana, a welder who had an 8-acre pond. He had gone to the state and the local government and complied with all the regulations there, got all the permits from them or whatever that he needed. I'm surprised that he would even have to do that since it was fully contained on his property. But then when the federal government got wind of it, they came after him with, I think it was like $37,000 a day fines until they accumulated millions of dollars against this welder who put a small pond for his children to play in, for his some limited livestock that he had there to drink from, all on his property, a pond that he created. They came after him and racked up millions of dollars worth of fines. That's excessive, folks. We have something in the Constitution, the Sixth Amendment, that says that you'll have an impartial trial, that you'll be able to call witnesses in your defense, that you'll be able to, even if you are found guilty, the fines will not be excessive and so forth. All of that is being violated now. Whenever the government accuses you of violating bureaucratic regulations, our Congress, and this is the big thing that people have not caught up with except for Ron Paul, he's the only one that's really talked about it. He created the RAINS Act because he said all of our laws are being created by bureaucratic regulatory agencies. And once they create those laws, they contend that if you violate those laws, you've only violated a regulation. So it's not a criminal act. And so they don't you don't have the protections of the Sixth Amendment. You don't have the presumption of innocence. You don't get a jury trial. You are not protected against excessive fines or punishment. They can do whatever they want to you. And they will decide in their little bureaucratic court whether you're guilty or not without a jury. And so we see that all the time. And yet when they came against Sheriff Arpaio for this particular charge, he was not given a jury, even though they said it was a criminal charge. It was criminal contempt, so she could send him to jail. And, of course, they timed this so that he would lose the election as well. So he was shut down from a jury trial. They had a the judge then who had accused him became his sole judge without a jury. Is that what we want in America? I don't care whether Sheriff Arpaio is guilty or innocent of the charges. That is a kangaroo court. He should be given a pardon for the way that process was done by that judge alone, regardless of the nature of the charges. We should have jury nullification. If we don't have jury nullification, somebody like the president should nullify this kind of a kangaroo court that throws out all the protections of the Constitution. You don't lose those protections just because of your political bent or because you're a law enforcement officer, whatever. But it's mainly because of politics. And so, yes, it should have been shut down. But John McCain says the president's undermining the rule of law. No, the people who undermined the rule of law were the Obama administration, who came after Sheriff Arpaio for political reasons, then created a kangaroo court, tried him in a criminal charge, refused to give him a jury trial. And, of course, we had Attorney General Sessions turn a blind eye to the whole process. Finally, President Trump saw reports about it at InfoWars and elsewhere and did the right thing. But not according to Paul Ryan, the speaker. Is it any surprise that Paul Ryan would bend over backwards to come against somebody who is enforcing immigration law? Paul Ryan has been for open borders from the very beginning. And, of course, John McCain was part of the Gang of Eight. That's where these guys are coming from. So it is a political persecution from the GOP establishment, just like it was a political prosecution from the Obama, quote-unquote, Justice Department. That's what's truly at stake here. So we're going to be talking to Roger Stone at the bottom of the hour. I want to go back and make one more comment about what happened in Berkeley and in general about the Antifa movement, the anti-fascist, so-called anti-fascist. This is an editorial that was on the Hill, and I think it was spot on. And, of course, the person reminds us of the clip that we play frequently on our bumpers here at InfoWars from George Orwell's 1984. He who controls the present controls the past. Who controls the past controls the future. Do you understand that that's what all of this witch hunt about monuments is about? The monumental stupidity that we see here? It's very serious, folks. It's very serious. They have used the educational establishment to shut down any true understanding of the events in our history. And, of course, they make everyone in the past either they do hagiographies about them and turn them into some kind of a cardboard saint. So we see that George Washington never told a lie. Well, I'm sure he was a person of high moral character. Everybody who knew him said that. But I seriously doubt that he never told a lie. The whole cherry tree stuff. We have those kind of mythologies to create that persona. And then that leaves us vulnerable to the idea that when they find something that somebody did that truly was bad, then they shut down everything about that person. It isn't a black and white, a binary world where everything is either 100% good or 100% evil. But that's what we're being sold by these people, this childish version that our children are being indoctrinated to into school. Meanwhile, if what you really need to understand is the social agenda, and then we talked about that with them pushing transgenderism on kindergartners, scaring them to death, making the parents angry. And when we talk about that, YouTube censors our video and says it's age restricted. Age restrict your content. So going back to this editorial from The Hill, saying the real threat to our republic is the Orwellian Antifa. They say, for all the talk of Trumpian bluster or exaggeration, there's only one group that seeks to systematically and violently achieve its goals here in the United States on a broad scale. The so-called anti-fascist movement, now commonly called Antifa. And the goal? It's not anti-fascist. It's not anti-racist, as they attempt to portray themselves. It's the systematic elimination of free speech, free assembly, free thought, and they'll use any means necessary, including violence, including the media, including corporations like YouTube, like Facebook, who have now become the self-appointed censors of political speech. Just as we saw with the report that I was talking about, and just as they censored Ron Paul. Ron Paul has been censored, and Julian Assange says, isn't it interesting that this censorship came as Ron Paul was staunchly opposing the rinse and repeat policy of Afghanistan? This policy in Afghanistan is not going to work. Adding another 4,000 troops so that you get up to about 12,000 or 13,000 troops isn't going to work. It didn't work when we had 130,000, 150,000 troops in Afghanistan. We've been there for 16 years. Our government has never won a counterinsurgency war. As a matter of fact, I can't think of any government that ever won a war of occupation, permanent occupation. You're eventually thrown out. Let's not go into nation building in Afghanistan. Let's try nation building in America. Put America first. You speak out against that, they demonetize you, they censor you. That's YouTube. That's the corporations with big government, with the deep state. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Today, I'm excited to announce that a new limited shipment of DNA Forces finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products like DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid,
BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight. We're going to get back to some real news, lay the groundwork here for Roger Stone, who will be joining us in the next segment. We're going to play a clip from Roger, comment that he had that I think is very interesting. We're also going to be talking about some comments that Rex Tillerson made yesterday on Fox News Sunday. Very controversial comments made by Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, essentially basically throwing trash at President Trump. And so Zero Hedge asked the question, is Tillerson out? Is Trump frustrated and fed up with Rex Tillerson? Certainly sounded like Rex Tillerson was not happy with Trump. So we're going to get to that clip in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you that we have a couple of sales that we're running at InfoWarsStore.com. The first one is a flash sale of Super Male Vitality, 57% off. And when I say a flash sale, that means it is a very limited time only. Typically, those are only done for a day or two. And this is 57% off Super Male Vitality. We have never discounted Super Male Vitality that heavily. It is one of the first products that we had here at InfoWars, and it's never been discounted 57% off. If you want to know what Super Male Vitality is, if you haven't used it, take a look at the reviews. Over 3,500 reviews at our third-party review site. It has an unprecedented 4.6 star average out of 5.0 with those 3,500 reviews. You can see what other people say that it has done for them. You can read the reviews for yourself. You can look at the product description. And if you want to try it, it is 57% off now at InfoWarsLife.com. Also, Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine and BioTrue Selenium, 45% off. As I pointed out many times, there is no question that you need to have iodine and selenium in your diet. You have to have a certain level of that. And many times you don't get that anymore. There's not the iodine supplementation that we used to have in salt and in wheat has been taken out. So you need to look at your iodine levels. It supports healthy hormone levels. It supports a healthy metabolism, many other things. Selenium will support your immune system, your DNA production, your thyroid health, your eyesight. The only question is, are you going to get a good source of that, a good natural, pure, organic source of those supplements? Are you going to get something that is synthetic, something that has fillers in it and other issues? Our selenium is 100% organic. It is made from mustard seeds, and the iodine comes from a deep source iodine, our nascent iodine. And both of these are available right now at 45% off at InfoWarsStore.com, and that is for a limited time only. And we really do appreciate your support. As you understand, if you listen to this broadcast, you know that the products that we sell at InfoWars Store and InfoWars Life are what fund this operation.
It's what helps to keep us independent as media. That's why our products were attacked. That's why we had the big sale after BuzzFeed bought a bunch of our products, took it to a lab. They found out they were very, very effective, very high quality. It backfired on them, and so we put those products on sale. And now you can get 45% off the iodine and the selenium, and you can get 57% off of Super Male Vitality. I want to take a look at Rex Tillerson and the comments that he made yesterday on Fox News Sunday. And he declined to say, when he was asked by Chris Wallace, if President Trump defends American values. He said, well, the president speaks for himself. I want you to hear this clip, and then we'll comment on it after we play this clip. This is clip number two.
Over the racial protests in Charlottesville and the president's response to it has become an international issue. A UN committee this week criticized the Trump administration for, quote, its failure at the highest political level to unequivocally reject and condemn the racist, violent events and demonstrations.
Pause it right there.
And here was the president in
Phoenix. Pause it right there. What they're saying is, just pause that and we'll come back to it. They're saying because he didn't do it unequivocally, because he said there's violence on both sides. What have we seen the last 2 weekends? What did we see in San Francisco at Berkeley campus this last weekend? We saw violence all on one side. That's what we've seen throughout the campaign. That's why Donald Trump would say there's bad guys on both sides. Let's understand what is happening here. What he's trying to do is to distance himself from this situation. As I pointed out in that op-ed that I was reading, this is from The Hill. They said, we've got an Occupy movement, 2008 to 2010, more than 200,000 members. The Southern Poverty Law Center, which pimps itself on following the KKK after their leader and founder, Morris Deese, did nothing but defend the Ku Klux Klan during the Civil Rights Movement. He didn't do anything during the Civil Rights Movement except defend the Ku Klux Klan. Then he set it out. The rest of the time, made himself incredibly rich. Then what he did was he profited off of opposing the Ku Klux Klan after the Civil Rights Movement was finished. But even the Southern Poverty Law Center, these leftist pimps of hate, say that there's only about 6,000 Ku Klux Klan members. 200,000 Occupy, 6,000 Ku Klux Klan. And we saw this happening in Berkeley this last weekend. But as I point out in the editorial, vandalized statue of Christopher Columbus, that was Antifa. The statue torn down in Charlotte, North Carolina, that was Antifa. Violence in Charlottesville, that was Antifa. The violence in Seattle, that was also Antifa. Not excusing the vile nature of the white supremacist protest, but it was a licensed march that remained comparatively nonviolent, albeit troubling until, as one eyewitness described it, it started raining balloons filled with urine, feces, paint, burning chemicals, and boards with nails driven into them. That's what Trump meant. And when he said violence on both sides, the balloons filled with urine, feces, paint, burning chemicals, etc., and the boards with nails in them where they attacked this march. And again, I don't support the people who were there. The guy who organized this was someone who came from Occupy. So that brings up questions as to whether or not this was some kind of a false flag to start with. But when you look at this, and when we look at what's happening, you have to understand that it is coming from both sides. But, of course, they always come after Trump and say, you didn't do this unequivocally because you said there's problems on both sides, and there are. We're going to say that you support the Nazis. And let's continue on with the comments from Rex Tillerson.
And here was the president in Phoenix this week talking more about the media than he was about the neo-Nazis and the Klan. Here he is.
The only people giving a platform to these hate groups is the media itself and the fake news.
Does that make it harder for you to push American values around the world when some foreign leaders question the president's values?
Chris, we express America's values from the State Department. We represent the American people. We represent America's values, our commitment to freedom, our commitment to equal treatment of people the world over, and that message has never changed.
And when the president gets into the kind of controversy he does and the UN committee responds the way it does, it seems to say they begin to doubt whether we're living those values.
I don't believe anyone doubts the American people's values or the commitment of the American government or the government's agencies to advancing those values and defending those values.
And the president's values?
The president speaks for himself, Chris.
Are you separating yourself from that, sir?
I've made my own comments as to our values as well in a speech I gave to the State Department
right.
this past
week.
So
you have
week.
To understand that what he's saying is the State Department's values are America's values. Are they really? It's filled with people from the Council on Foreign Relations. It's filled with globalists. Foggy Bottom, which is what they call the State Department, Foggy Bottom is the epicenter of the deep state. And he says, oh, we speak for America. How about the president? Well, he speaks for himself. That's what Rex Tillerson said. So when we come back, we're going to ask Roger Stone about those comments from Rex Tillerson and more.
We've got great air filters, great water filters, great non-GMO heirloom seeds, great books, great films, great Patriot apparel to meet like-minded people. And we've got a new humongoid sale. Not the number of things that are on massive sale, but on what's on sale. Out for months, not been on sale for months and months. We've never offered Super Mel Vitality, known concentrated herbs, cold-pressed. Super Mel Vitality, 57% off. It's never been the price it is right now with 3,596 reviews, 4.6 reviews total by third-party sites. Unprecedented, and it's cold pressed. That's why Super Male is so different. People say, well, I know these compounds work because it's admitted to science, and these are other, what you sell, they BuzzFeed said, is like, is already best-selling stuff that's been certified as, you know, healthy and good forever. Why these aren't anything new? Because why do something new when you can have the oldest and best, but cold pressed? Duh.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, and to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging information warfare pushers of fake news. You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight, and joining us in this segment is Roger Stone. And as a prelude to that, we've had a couple of interesting comments from Roger Stone. I want to get his comments on those, as well as Rex Tillerson's comments on the Sunday show yesterday. But let's play one of these where he was interviewed at the airport by TMZ. He says, if you impeach Donald Trump, get ready for a civil war. And I think maybe we already have the civil war already started as we look at what's happening with Antifa. But here's that clip of Roger Stone.
People are even calling for, like, impeachment already and that sort of stuff. Do you think there's any chance that he might be impeached?
The people who are calling for impeachment are the people who didn't vote for him. They need to get over it. They lost. Their candidate had every advantage. He spent $2 billion. He spent $275 million. Sorry, he whipped her ass. It's over. You lost. Try to impeach him. Just try it. You will have a spasm of violence in this country, an insurrection like you've never seen.
You think?
No question.
You think if he got impeached, like, the country
would go... Both sides are heavily armed, my friend. Yes, absolutely. This is not 1974. The people will not stand for impeachment. A politician who votes for it would be endangering their own life. There will be violence on both sides. I'll make this clear. I'm not advocating violence, but I'm predicting it.
You're predicting that if he got impeached, there'd be some sort of civil war type...
Yes, I do. That's what I think will happen.
And, of course, if we look at what happened in Berkeley, we can see that that violence can be very one-sided by the so-called anti-fascists, who are some of the most fascist people in terms of shutting down free speech we've ever seen. Before we go to Roger Stone, of course, if you don't know Roger Stone, the legendary American Republican political consultant, you can get a great documentary on Netflix about him, Get Me Roger Stone. And you can find him on stonecoldtruth.com, also on Twitter, at Roger J. Stone, Jr. Happy birthday, Roger. You had a birthday yesterday. Share that with LBJ, right?
Thank you very much, David, and congratulations on the launch of the new show. You're looking great.
Thank you. I wanted to get your comments about what happened in terms of the Paul Ryan, Speaker Ryan, and the other person who is pro-open borders, of course, John McCain, who's part of the Gang of Eight. They were furious about the pardon of Sheriff Joe Arpaio. This weekend, you had some comments about that, and I'd also like to get your comments about what Rex Tillerson said yesterday with Chris Wallace on the Fox News Sunday, saying, well, President Trump's views are his own. The State Department and I represent America's views. Is there some division that is now surfacing between Rex Tillerson and President Trump?
Well, let's take these one by one. What John McCain should be outraged about is the fact that the prosecution of Sheriff Joe Arpaio was a political hit by the Obama Justice Department from the beginning.
Yes.
They purposely indicted him under the wrong statute to guarantee that he could not get a jury trial, that his fate would be up to an Obama-appointed federal judge. They monitored his communications with his attorneys during the trial, highly illegal and unconstitutional. They also communicated directly with the judge, ex parte, outside the scope of Arpaio's attorneys. For all of those reasons, this case should never even have come to trial. If John McCain were going to be outraged about anything, he should be outraged by the conduct of the Obama and later Trump Justice Departments in this matter.
As I said earlier, whether you agree with what Sheriff Arpaio did or not, whether you agree with the immigration policy, which was the law at the time, whether you agree with that or not, the way that this was conducted was an outrage to have a trial like this. We see the same thing happening in the Bunkerville trials of the defendants, the way the judge comes in and shuts down defense witnesses, doesn't allow things that the government did to be talked about. So puts very narrow restraints on what can and cannot be talked about. A very, very partial judge trying to push through an agenda. And that's exactly what we saw in the case of Sheriff Arpaio. We should all be concerned about those kinds of trials, and the people who are subjected to that should be pardoned by someone. If they're going to have a Justice Department that is going to allow that to happen, at least the president can pardon that kind of miscarriage.
Now, for a number of years now, I have thought that Senator John McCain has been mentally unbalanced. I have firsthand reports of his volcanic temper, his fits of rage, turning beet red, melting down. This man is not well. We know he has some serious health problems. We wish him Godspeed and a full recovery from those. But that does not excuse his continuing attempts to essentially bolster the liberal Democrats, bolster the critics of Donald Trump while not supporting his own president and his own party. This is a man who said the excesses, the Russian collusion was worse than anything we'd seen in Watergate. No, Senator, we've seen no evidence whatsoever of Russian collusion. This is a man who said that Barack Obama was a much better president than Donald Trump. No, Senator, Barack Obama was a disgrace as president. Donald Trump is the real deal. So John McCain is increasingly out of touch with reality, and I am among those who are just not afraid to say so. As far as Rex Tillerson is concerned, I see the continuation of the same trend, David, that I saw with Gary Cohn. If you cannot support the president, then you should resign. This is an act of treason. When Walter Hickel, who is the Secretary of the Interior, disagreed publicly with President Richard Nixon over the Vietnam War, he was summarily fired. Mr. Tillerson should be fired. Mr. Cohn should be fired. Let's be clear. The president said nothing wrong. What the president said was absolutely, positively correct, and that is that those who condone or advocate violence, whether they are on the left or on the right, should be denounced, should be renounced. Sorry, mainstream media, that's not a meltdown. That's not an error. That's what the American people think. That's what the middle Americans and the silent majority thinks. That may not be what they think in New York and San Francisco, but it's what America thinks.
And clearly when he made those comments, to me, I thought that was non-controversial because we had seen every Trump rally from the first one in Chicago attacked by people. People would show up, they had a permit, they had a venue, they were talking about politics, and yet they were violently attacked by people who politically opposed them. And so Donald Trump and his supporters had seen this happen throughout the campaign, and then after the election we saw the same thing. And so clearly there's violence on the left, but the mainstream media ignores that. And I would say also, including Fox News, it was Chris Wallace who set this whole thing up, that Donald Trump had been criticized for equivocating these two different groups and so forth. And coming from the presumption that, of course, Donald Trump said the wrong thing, does that make your job more difficult as Secretary of State? That's the way it was presented by Fox News's Chris Wallace to Rex Tillerson.
It's the obligation of the president's appointees to support him. If they cannot support him in good conscience, then the right thing to do is resign. In this case, as I said last night here at InfoWars, I really think the State Department has been captured by the globalists. The president's doing a great job on domestic policy, whether it is immigration or trade or his all-out push for tax reform and a cut in the corporate tax rate. But I fear the globalists have captured the State Department. Rex Tillerson's major patron is Condoleezza Rice. You may remember she was a cheerleader for the Iraq War under George W. Bush. We are not cleaning out our embassies. They are infested with George Soros Quislings. That's certainly true across Eastern Europe. I traveled to Romania and Hungary earlier this year and saw this firsthand. So it is very little question that the president has surrounded himself with people who are disloyal. The idea of the White House economic advisor criticizing the president of the United States openly is outrageous. Mr. Cohn.
That's all the time we got. Thank you. I know you got to go and can't stay with us for another segment, but thank you so much, Roger Stone, for joining us. And again, if you want to find Roger Stone, you can find him at stonecoldtruth.com. Thank you so much, Roger. Absolutely amazing that we have a Secretary of State push back against the president like that.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar. It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com. After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Research across the board is clear. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-free toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Due to requests from listeners who found that spearmint was a little bit too strong for some of their children, we have created the new bubblegum flavored Super Blue that is spearmint free. Learn more about the new bubblegum flavor Super Blue toothpaste and more at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth. Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight. We're going to get back to the news about Rex Tillerson. We talked to Roger Stone in the last segment, and he said, if you don't support the president, it's time to get out. That applies to Rex Tillerson as well as to Gary Cohen, these people who are globalists. You remember, it was Rex Tillerson, along with Ivanka and Gary Cohen and others, who pushed back for so long, pushed back so hard against President Trump getting out of the Paris Climate Agreement. That was something that Barack Obama said, well, I can't get the Senate to ratify this treaty, so I'll self-ratify it with a signature. And those people were telling Trump, oh, don't worry, just leave it there. It's not a problem. You can just leave it there. You don't have to create any controversy. They want it there
because that, along with the endangerment clause, are going to be used by federal judges to enforce these Obama restrictions on energy use to shut down our economy and to take it over. You have to understand that the carbon taxes, the carbon credits, this kind of crony capitalist scheme that we see being enacted at certain levels already in terms of the subsidies of Elon Musk and others, you have to understand that this is a scheme to control our economy, to make us a third world economy, and to determine which industries are going to succeed and fail. They didn't come after certain industries and other industries. They were going to shut them down regardless of what they did to clean up exhaust emissions. So it wasn't simply about the emissions. It was about control. It was about favoring one group over the other, about picking the winners and losers in Washington, the essence of crony capitalism. And when you look at the other issues, like the Trans-Pacific Partnership that Donald Trump shut down day one of becoming president, that was about setting up an international body that was going to determine which industries would survive and which countries. Once that was set up, they could bring anybody that they wanted to into that agreement. They said this is something set up to push back against China, but of course China could have been brought in the very next day. It was a living document. It could be amended by this small group of people who were not elected, who were unaccountable. They could control all the economies. And that was a key part of the globalist scheme. I want to get back to what some more differences between President Trump and the foggy bottom people at the State Department, the essence of the deep state, in just one moment. But before I do, I want to remind you of the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what provides the funding for news shows like Real News. And we appreciate you standing with us, standing behind us, supporting us with your purchase of these products. We bring you the very best products for health supplements for preparedness. I mean, we look at what's happening now with the hurricane, with the rain. We lost power at my house for 12 hours, and we're far away from the very worst part of this, very far away from it. Nevertheless, we still lost power for 12 hours. If you live somewhere where there are frequent hurricanes or tornadoes or even snowstorms, you need to do the basic things to prepare for your family. We have a whole lot of products at InfoWars that will address that issue, whether it is storable food that lasts for 25 years or whether it is water filters or air filters. We have those products at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have a limited time flash special for Super Male Vitality, 57% off at InfoWarsLife.com. That's the most we have ever discounted that. And it is one of our longest, I think it's one of the first products that we brought in to InfoWars Life. We have over 3,500 reviews at our third-party review site, and it is at 4.6 out of a possible 5.0 review. So you can see the reviews, see what people say that that product has done for them at InfoWarsLife.com, and get Super Male Vitality now for 57% off. Also, two well-known supplements that are very essential for your health, iodine and selenium, and we have great pure sources of both of those. Our Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine from Deep Source Minerals, as well as our BioTruth Selenium, organic, processed from organic mustard seeds. It's not synthetic. Doesn't have fillers in it. There's no question you need selenium and iodine. The question is, are you going to get a pure source of it? Right now, we have both those products at 45% off at InfoWarsStore.com. The Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine and BioTruth Selenium, both for 45% off. That's a limited time only special at InfoWarsStore.com. As we were talking about what is happening in the Trump administration and the pushback that Rex Tillerson has given President Trump on both climate issues and now perhaps on China tariffs, it was absolutely amazing to see how Chris Wallace of Fox News is pushing this narrative. Well, clearly we know that Donald Trump is racist. He's been criticized by, of all people, the United Nations, saying that he is equivocating between these two groups. He's simply pointing out that the fascist KKK is evil and the so-called anti-fascist, the Antifa people, are also violent and evil. That's what Donald Trump was pointing out. He's trying to avoid a civil war. He's trying to put this in the proper context and to not politicize this. That's what the mainstream media is doing. They're politicizing the dissent, saying that if you are somebody on the right, somebody who's a conservative, somebody who follows Donald Trump, then you are obviously a Nazi. And you were obviously advocating violence. And, you know, we saw just the opposite of that this weekend in Berkeley, where the right folded with massive opposition. They canceled their Patriot Prayer rally. And then we had the left looking for people to attack. They couldn't find any conservatives, so they went after the police violently, as we continue to see. So as Chris Wallace, Fox News Sunday, puts this out to Rex Tillerson, he says, well, clearly, you know, the president is out of line here. Does that make your job at state more difficult? How do you even do your job when you're in the Trump administration? And so Rex Tillerson was proud to say, well, that's President Trump's views. The State Department and I represent America's views. The president speaks for himself. He doesn't speak for America. The State Department bureaucrats, the Council on Foreign Relations bureaucrats, they speak for America. The globalists speak for America. That's the situation we have in the Trump administration. And I think, as Roger Stone pointed out, if you don't agree with the president, you need to go. And the president needs to purge these Democrat globalists, these never-Trumpers, these people who never voted, I don't believe, for Donald Trump. I don't know if there's anybody in the Trump administration, the cabinet, that even voted for him anymore, except for perhaps the director of the EPA, Scott Pruitt. He's done some good things at the EPA in terms of taking back the overreach of Obama. But other than that, I don't know if there's anybody there that really supported President Trump or certainly doesn't support his agenda. Zero Hedge has a report here. Trump reportedly slams the administration's globalists and demands, bring me China tariffs. In other words, do something about this. Do something about the unfair trade that we have seen happening with China, just as Donald Trump is on NAFTA. And yet, it's people like Rex Tillerson who are supposed to be negotiating these types of things, and they're going to be blocking President Trump on all these issues. As Zero Hedge points out, it appears Goldman and the globalist gang of the White House may have less power and influence than assumed in the absence of Steve Bannon. Axios reports details of a small Oval Office meeting with Trump raging at senior staff as they push back against his hawkish trade war position. And one of them says, seemingly frustrated at senior staff effort to wage economic war against China, Trump lashed out at his new chief of staff, General Kelly. John, you haven't been in a trade discussion before, so I want to share with you my views. For the last 6 months, the same group of geniuses comes in here all the time, and I tell them, tariffs. I want tariffs. What do? They bring me IP. I can't put a tariff on IP. That's intellectual property issues. So he's frustrated. He wants to get something done. He wants to move on his agenda, and I think the key thing, as we've said over and over again, everybody who's in politics knows the old axiom that personnel is policy. If you're going to have globalists like Rex Tillerson who push for the global warming agenda, and many people, I remember when his name was being floated for Secretary of State a couple of days before the announcement, I said, this is going to be very bad. He is a full-on globalist who's going to push this global warming agenda. And people would say, it can't be. He works for the big oil companies. And it's like, you don't really understand. The big oil companies are pushing this. They want to be the De Beers. What De Beers is to diamonds, they want to be to oil. They don't care if you have your oil use restricted. As a matter of fact, they would love to have that restricted. They would love to have their product be rare. That's one of the reasons this is all happening. And so clearly that is where the guy is coming from. I want to switch gears here and talk a little bit about this Saudi police probing this viral video of a woman driving in Saudi Arabia. Of course, it's illegal for women to drive in Saudi Arabia. We've talked before. There was a Wall Street Journal story where they drew pictures of women in burqas driving around in bumper cars. They reserve one day a week where in this amusement park only the Saudi women can go, and they can enjoy a little bit of freedom. They can enjoy driving a bumper car, just a little bit. But they cannot drive on the roads. And here we have this video of a woman wearing a burqa driving on the road. This must be investigated by the Saudi police. But don't you worry, because here in America, we're going to ban human driving by everybody so we can make Elon Musk rich.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com. More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
From the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's The Real News with your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to The Real News. I'm David Knight, your host. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to be talking to someone from Cal Exit. And, of course, the tack that they're now taking is to come up with a constitutional convention that would add a legal process to the Constitution to allow states to peacefully exit the Union, just as we saw with Brexit. There was Article 50 that allowed Britain to get out of the European Union. So they're saying, well, we need to have something like that. Well, quite frankly, when you look at the constitutional convention issues, and of course it's a darling of the right-wing conservatives right now, I'm very concerned about it, because we have a government that the people who are running it right now take an oath to the Constitution, but they clearly don't follow it. We have the 10th Amendment. We have the Declaration of Independence. Our country was founded on the principles of secession. There's no reason that a country or region that wants self-governance, whether that is California leaving the Union or individuals who want to leave California, there's no reason that that should trigger violence by the government against those people. That's what our country was founded upon. That is supported in the Constitution with the 10th Amendment. And I think that that is sufficient. I'm concerned about what will happen if we have a constitutional convention. And so we're going to talk to this lady from, yes, California, and she's going to give her opinion of the constitutional convention from the left's side. And I think it's something we need to at least talk about. And people need to understand that secession isn't something that is violent. Secession isn't something that is racist. It isn't something that needs to result in war. It only results in war if the king and Great Britain decide that they are going to invade people who want to govern themselves, or if Washington, D.C. decides that it wants to invade people who want to govern themselves. So we're going to be talking about that at the bottom of the hour. Also, I want to take your phone calls if you want to call in about the news. 888-201-2244. Again, that number is 888-201-2244. Let's take a quick look at the news. We have President Trump is going to be coming to the Houston area to see what is going on. Of course, he's already declared the area as a disaster. Does not want to get in the way, he said, of the rescue missions that are coming here, but to see if there's some other way that the federal government can help. Meanwhile, the Texas governor and the mayor of Houston are split over whether Houston needed to have evacuations. There are many cities, smaller cities on the coast that were evacuated. Yet in Houston, there was not an evacuation call for. So the mayor is saying, well, we had an evacuation called with Hurricane Rita. More than 100 people died fleeing Hurricane Rita in 2005. So there is something that happened, whether you do or not. It's basically a no-win situation for many of these politicians, whether you call for an evacuation or you don't call for an evacuation. The split is between Texas Governor Greg Abbott and Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner over whether the metropolis should have been evacuated. It's raising questions about officials' response to damaging floodwaters as a catastrophe continues to engulf the region. I would just add this. I don't necessarily need to have a governor or mayor tell me to stay in place or to evacuate. Give me the information about what's going on. I'm an individual who can make up my mind, and individuals bear some responsibility for what happens. It's not that we're a bunch of robots yet. Don't worry. That's going to happen. Elon Musk is working on that along with the Pentagon. He's got $27 million already to build brain computers that will have a high-speed data link between the human brain and computers. He wants to get $100 million. But, of course, we have many mind control projects that are currently being funded by DARPA, by the Pentagon, by the Obama administration. They put in $200 million into the BRAIN program, and I don't know or care what that acronym stands for. I know that I don't want the government jacking into my brain, and neither should you. And neither should you allow them to jack into your appliances and run them. I guess you don't need a human brain anyway if you're going to have artificial intelligence take over your life. It's absolutely amazing as we look at how they're moving to take over everything out of our hands. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Great air filters, great water filters, great non-GMO heirloom seeds, great books, great films, great Patriot apparel to meet like-minded people. And we've got a new humongoid sale. Not the number of things that are on massive sale, but on what's on sale. Out for months, not been on sale for months and months. We've never offered Super Mel Vitality, known concentrated herbs, cold pressed. Super Mel Vitality, 57% off. It's never been the price it is right now with 3,596 reviews, 4.6 reviews total by third-party sites. Unprecedented, and it's cold pressed. That's why Super Male is so different. People say, well, I know these compounds work because it's admitted to science, and these are other, what you sell, they BuzzFeed said, is like, is already best-selling stuff that's been certified as, you know, healthy and good forever. Why these aren't anything new? Because why do something new when you can have the oldest and best, but cold pressed? Duh.
It's the real news. Live from the Infowars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to the real news. I'm David Knight. We're going to go to your phone calls here in just a moment. We've had the phone lines lining up, and at the bottom of the hour, we're going to be talking to someone from Cal Exit about secession, about constitutional conventions. Is it dangerous or is it an opportunity? You know, liberty is always dangerous, but it's the best thing we've got. And, of course, our country was founded on the idea of self-governance. So we're going to talk to them about their ideas, the people in California who want to leave this country because it's not left-wing enough for them. This is not simply something that people who are conservative or people who are racist, because, you know, if you're conservative, you're now considered to be racist or violent. The violence doesn't come from the people who have seceded. That's not been the case in our country's history. The violence has been coming from people who are not going to allow that to happen. The British king or the people in Washington, D.C. Before we get to our phone calls, I just want to go back to the story that we're talking about earlier. The Saudi police are probing a viral video of a woman who's driving And of course, there have been protests many times of women in Saudi Arabia saying, we have a right to drive. Well, you know, we have a right to drive here in America. And I want to give you an idea of where this is going. I see a lot of people saying you're never going to have a situation where we're going to put up with autonomous cars. We've got Intel. Now they're saying, how do we convince people to give up control of their automobiles, to give up ownership of their transportation? How do we get them on public transportation? How do we get them on a rent by the mile scenario where we can tax and track every movement that they make? And that's what they're working on. But I'm telling you that it's going to come from things like this. There's an article on Road and Track. Can somebody else's dash cam impact your driving record? And they point out that back in 2015, there was a Colorado program to create a driving database of aggressive drivers. But again, you are an aggressive driver if somebody calls and complains about it. So it could be that they don't like the speed that you're going, or they think that you're changing lanes too suddenly, or maybe you used a hand gesture, or you were following too close or whatever. So that's subjective. And of course, this is something, if they call in your license plate, you get put on a list. You've been noticed, citizen, just like you were living in East Germany. We've become a nation of nannies, a nation of snitches, like East Germany, where they encourage us to inform on one another, even if the government can't get enough information from its massive spying programs. They'll get the citizens to report that. And if you get 3 hits, then they send you a letter. If you get 5 hits, they send you a highway patrolman who comes out. Now, as they point out on Road and Track, what will this look like? Well, you know, you're going to have the highway patrolman come to you and say you've been reported to the state aggressive driving registry by 5 separate drivers. I'm here to remind you to be careful on the road and to keep a clear, assured distance. And you might ask, am I getting a ticket? No, sir. We don't write tickets for reports yet. Yeah, you hang on. They're going to make that happen, just like they're going to make confiscation of firearms happen. But as long as I'm here, I would like to talk to you, however, about your car. Is that window tint legal? When was the last time you got an emissions check? And, of course, what's even more insidious than the citizens who are snitching on other people just because they don't like you, or they don't like your car, or maybe they do have something to talk about, but it's always just a one-sided issue. What's more insidious than this is going to be the computer snitching. It's going to take the place of the form of a black box in your car that is going to be looking at everything that you do. Are you accelerating too quickly? Are you decelerating too quickly? Are you driving too many miles? All of this will be reported to the insurance companies. And, of course, we have black boxes that are on the way to be mandated in each of our cars that's going to talk between the cars, but also talk from the cars to the infrastructure to report all of this stuff. That is how they will get you out of your car. They will be using these types of reports to increase your insurance. I can imagine that if this has not been instituted in other states, it's only a matter of time. The insurance companies are probably quietly lobbying in the background to make sure that this type of snitch system is being put in place in various states, because then they can use that as justification to raise insurance rates. Let's go to Keith in Florida. You want to talk about the hurricane? Go ahead, Keith.
David, hey. I've been listening to Alex Jones for 5 years. My lady first called my attention to you, said how good you were, and you are, so I'm glad you got your own show.
Well, thank you.
To you ever since. We bought thousands of dollars worth of stuff from InfoWars.
Well, that's what makes this possible. When you support us like that, that allows us to increase the number of broadcasts that we do. And we've got another show that's going to be coming up in a week from now, and that'll be in the afternoon, another 3 hours following Alex Jones's 4-hour broadcast that we have beginning at 11 Central, noon Eastern Time. We'll have, after that 4 hours, we'll have another 3-hour show that'll be happening beginning next Monday. So thank you for supporting us.
Yeah, I've been listening to Alex Jones for about 10 years. I heard him on Coast to Coast. This is the first I heard him. So, but anyways, I've never been able to get through, so I'm glad I got through. I've been hearing Alex Jones talk a lot about the hurricane. I haven't heard anything about HAARP causing. I'm sure that this was manufactured by HAARP. You guys have talked about that in the past, and right now I can see it coming. They're going to blame this hurricane on global warming, and they're going to after, you know, Trump for getting out of the Paris Accords and everything else.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They've already started that. And, of course, if we were to look at that, even if they want to go with that kind of an argument, we could say, well, this is the first hurricane that we've had. What, I think it's 12 years. It's serious. It's made landfall in the continental United States. So if this is caused by climate change, because they have backed away, you know, from global warming because there is no evidence to support that, and they've been caught red-handed with both ClimateGate emails and also now with looking at how they're changing the data, shifting the measured temperatures of older data down and shifting the data of more recent temperature measurements up to show an increase. They've been caught red-handed doing that. So, but even if they want to talk about this as being a product of global warming and global warming being man-made, then maybe what we should do is point out, well, this is the first storm we've had in a dozen years. So maybe it's not a bad thing if they want to go that direction. I don't think they're going to win that argument.
I don't understand why you guys aren't trying to get the word to Trump that it is caused by HAARP. It's deliberate for those purposes. And if he's got the power, if Trump has the power, he should go storming into HAARP and see what they're up to. Because I'm sure it's been caused by HAARP.
I don't have any evidence to show that it was caused by HAARP, but we do know that there is weather modification. There was a treaty back in the 1970s. They thought it was serious enough that they, even at that time, it was so imminent that they believed that they should have a treaty saying that nations would not use weaponized weather against each other. We'd had reports and we'd had an individual who had been given medals in the Vietnam War by Lyndon Johnson for manipulating the weather around Vietnam. So if you're going to give people medals for manipulating the weather, if you're going to have treaties to say, let's not do this in a weaponized way, then clearly it is something that can and is being done. And that technology is not even new. And they openly admit the fact that they want to create a cloud cover to increase the Albion, the whiteness of the earth, the reflectivity of the earth, to lower temperatures, to come in with their global warming. And they have global warming, global weather conferences. And they, one of the papers, I covered this about 2 years ago. One of the guys said, if we're going to adjust the weather, we have to ask who gets to adjust the thermostat. Some people want it colder. Some people want it warmer. Who gets to do that? We should have that kind of discussion. So it's not even an issue of whether this is possible or not. It's just an issue of who is doing it and to what end and for what purpose. Thank you so much. We'll get back to Brian in Baltimore a little bit later, and we got a call. We got one more section coming up here before we go to our Cal exit person at the bottom of the hour talking about a constitutional convention. We'll be right back.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee. And it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop Caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight, and we're going to get back to our callers here. Brian in Baltimore is up next. Before we do, though, I want to remind you that we have a flash sale. Those don't typically last very long. A flash sale on Supermale Vitality, 57% off, the deepest it's ever been discounted here at InfoWars. And, of course, it's one of the very first products that we began to carry here at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWars store. 57% off Supermale Vitality. If you don't know about Supermale Vitality, take a look at the 3,500 reviews that we have maintained by our third-party review site. It now has 4.6 out of 5 out of those 3,500 authentic reviews. Take a look at what people have said that Supermale Vitality has done for them, for other listeners, and take advantage of this. Give it a try if you haven't tried it before, or if you have tried it before. Now is a good time to stock up at 57% off. Again, that is a limited time flash sale for Supermale Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com. Also, two other key things that we sell for your health is Nascent Iodine and BioTrue Selenium. Both of those, 45% off at InfoWarsStore.com. No question that selenium and iodine are essential for good health. If you're not getting sufficient quantities of those, as the CDC has pointed out, iodine deficiency is one of the 4 major deficiency diseases in the world. Iodine helps you with healthy hormone levels, a healthy metabolism. Selenium helps to support the immune system, DNA production, thyroid health, and eyesight. So the question is, can you find the best quality source at a good price? Yes, you can. Right now, we have 45% off of both of those. Our iodine, of course, is from a deep source, very pure source of iodine, that Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, 45% off. And BioTrue Selenium is a non-GMO, all organic. It's not synthetic like many of the seleniums that you'll find. BioTrue Selenium, our all natural selenium, available for 45% off
at InfoWarsStore.com. And your support is what allows us to add additional programs like Real News that you're listening to at this point in time. Let's go to Brian in Baltimore. Brian, you wanted to talk about Antifa. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
How you guys doing down there?
We're managing so far okay. We're right now, I got to say, you know, I lost power for 12 hours over the weekend, but we haven't seen anything like the kind of flooding that they're seeing in Houston. They're looking at like 50 inches, I think, there. Absolutely unprecedented, like a 500-year storm. And, of course, the storm, as it's moving down south, it's going to move back out to sea, and then it's going to go back up to Houston and park over them. This is, as one news weatherman was talking about, they have different metrics to talk about how strong a storm is. They talk about wind speed. They talk about other things, but they don't talk about how slow moving it is. And the fact that it's just moving extremely slow, staying in that one area and just parking over it and dumping water, that is what makes this an unprecedented event. And of course, it's hitting in one of the areas that is the most susceptible to flooding of any of the places that I've seen, maybe with a possible exception, New Orleans. Houston is really susceptible to flooding. I lived there for 3 years. So, but thank you for asking. Something is going to have, as I pointed out earlier, it's going to have national consequences. Looks like it's, they're expecting it to raise gas prices by 25 cents because it's right at the heart of the refinery businesses that have now temporarily at least had to shut down. But you wanted to talk about Antifa. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Well, I'm just, you know, watch the news and see what's going on with everybody and what's happening. And the thing over the weekend, the Patriot Prayer, and the protest yesterday at Berkeley. I mean, when are we? How long are we supposed to bite our tongues, and how long are we supposed to remain peaceful? I mean, it's I'm really getting sick of it. I'm really getting tired of it.
Yeah, I am too, and I'm getting tired of the violence. And of course, we've seen a reaction from President Trump saying that he's going to begin supplying military equipment to police departments, and that's an understandable reaction, but I don't want to see it going into a civil war. That's the thing that is very, very concerning about this. And I think that these Antifa movements are being fueled by mainstream media never criticizing them. We got the Southern Poverty Law Center being sued by a Christian organization because they called this Christian organization a hate group. And we've seen this. This is now at least the third Christian group that I've seen labeled as a hate group. We had Focus on the Family, James Dobson's Focus on the Family. Clearly, that is not a hate group. Anybody who's listened to that. Or the, there was another group that was in Washington. I'm drawing a blank here for a moment. They were attacked after being labeled as a hate group. And this one that is fighting back, because they got delisted by Amazon and others for being listed as a hate group. But when you're talking about how tired we are of this, the Southern Poverty Law Center, if you go to their site and take a look, you will find they never say anything about the anti-fascists, the so-called anti-fascists being violent. They never criticize the left for violence. Their criticism is always unidirectional. And so I thought when Donald Trump is being criticized saying, well, you're equating these two sides, I think he's right. I think there is blame on both sides, but especially on the left, and they will not criticize them on the left. We even saw Fox News' Chris Wallace talking to Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and saying, is Donald Trump being a racist? Does that make your job harder as State Department? Because he put up quotes of people who criticize Donald Trump, essentially calling him a racist, saying we should not be equivocating these two groups or whatever. So he says, does that make your job harder? And Rex Tillerson says, Donald Trump speaks for himself. The State Department and I speak for America. It's like, really? Really? Well, maybe you should go elsewhere, don't you think? What do you think of that, about Rex Tillerson?
Go speak for Exxon again.
What's that?
I said go speak for Exxon again.
Yeah,
All these people are abandoning the Make America Great Again agenda.
Yes.
And Trump, I don't understand why Trump hasn't surrounded himself with people that are of like mind.
You know, I agree. That was the thing I was always concerned about. Why did he put all these people who would never vote for him, who don't support his agenda, why did he surround himself with that? I understand to some degree you want to bring in people that you think are well-connected. You think maybe they're going to work with you. I think that if you're in business, you look at that and you say, yeah, we can work toward a common goal. I think it's very different in politics. I think in politics, they will do whatever they can to advance their political agenda, even if it destroys them and destroys the country. And I think that's one thing that Trump is starting to see now, hopefully. Certainly we're seeing the effects of it, looking at it from the outside.
Everybody should, like, blow up the White House switchboard with phone calls on that comment line and let them know that we are getting tired of Antifa and that Trump needs help.
I agree. And that's the key thing. Talking to Trump about keeping him on the agenda, that is not opposing Donald Trump. That is supporting Donald Trump. When he gets off of the agenda that we voted for, we need to support him. He's getting pushed back by people like Rex Tillerson, by people like McMaster and Kelly and Mattis, and we need to keep him on target. Let's go quickly. We've got a little bit more time. Leo in Massachusetts, we've only got about 45 seconds. Real quick comment.
After the 45 seconds?
No, right now. We've got about 20
seconds. I'll call you back another time. Bye.
Okay. All right. Thanks. Well, we're going to be coming up in the next segment. And that's why I had to limit that call there. We've got somebody from Yes, California is going to be joining us. These are people on the left who say the country is too big to govern. And, you know, there's a lot of truth to that. We had 2.5 million people in 1776. We've now got 39 million people in California. We got 26 million people in Texas alone. 10 times the number here in Texas than we had in all the colonies in 1776. Should we be allowed to have more government that is more local? Can we do it without violence? So joining us when we come back from break is somebody from the left.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze-drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Research across the board is clear. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-free toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Due to requests from listeners who found that spearmint was a little bit too strong for some of their children, we have created the new bubblegum flavored Super Blue that is spearmint free. Learn more about the new bubblegum flavor Super Blue toothpaste and more at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees, spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
And now, live and uncensored, broadcasting from the great state of Texas, worldwide, it's David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight, and in this segment, we're going to be talking to Claire Hayden. I think is the way I'll get her to clarify that. Claire grew up in England. She immigrated to California in her early 20s. She became an artist, a musician, a healer, and a professor. She believes in humanity's potential to live together respectfully and compassionately. Well, I want to see that happen, too. Now, she is part of a group from California, yes, California, I think she's associated with, but she is part of the Cal Exit movement. They've tried twice now to get a ballot initiative in California. They're taking a different approach in terms of trying to have a constitutional convention that would lay out a legal, peaceful process for a state to leave the union. And as we look at the massive divisions in this country, between the left and the right, and as it's now erupting into violence on both sides, I think we need to ask ourselves, are we going to have a civil war? Our country has gotten so large, as I pointed out just before we went to the break, at the time of the founding of this country in 1776, when we declared our independence, that was an act of secession. At that time, we had only 2.5 million people in the United States. Now we have 26 million just in Texas alone. We have 39 million in California. And so at what level does government become so distant from us that it no longer is able to be representative of us? And clearly what we see now is a fractioning of the United States into left and right. I would like to see the people on the left be able to govern themselves just as those of us on the right would like to be able to govern ourselves. And of course we see the two poles of this in Texas and California. It was back in June that we had Texas Boys State voted to secede from the union. They said the vote was held June 15th. It marked the first time, this is Washington Post talking, the first time in nearly 80 years since the inception of the program in Texas that both chambers of Texas Boys State Legislature voted in favor of seceding from the union. It was started back in 1935. There's also a girls' state program for young women. This is a government program. This is for rising high school seniors. In other words, people who are going to be seniors, this is the summer before they become seniors. And I thought it was interesting that in the very first sentence of this, as the Washington Post was putting it out there, they always like to link secession with violence. They say the Texas secession movement, in which separatists advocate sometimes violently that the Lone Star States become an independent country. It is not necessarily the case. And I think that Claire is going to make the case that a constitutional convention doesn't have to be a runaway constitutional convention, but there certainly can be a peaceful secession. We've seen it happen many times with Norwegian countries, as we pointed out last week when I interviewed someone else from, yes, California. We've seen in Scandinavian countries between Norway, Denmark, Sweden, Finland, they have been combined in various combinations in the past, and they have split up and recombined and so forth. They've done it without a war. We saw Czechoslovakia split without into two states, the Czech Republic and the and Slovakia without a war. And we have referenda that are being done throughout Europe. We had Brexit that happened. Hopefully that's going to continue to be peaceful. And there are people, and we got a Catalonia referendum that is coming up in Spain. People in Catalonia want their independence from Spain. So clearly there is something to be said for democracy at a closer level and also respecting the Constitution as a republic. And so that is the question. Can we have a constitutional convention without it getting out of hand. So joining us now is Claire. And do you pronounce your last name Hayden or Hedin?
Actually, neither, David. Good morning. Okay. It's Hedin.
Okay, Hedin. Okay. I should have asked before we got you on, but thank you. Claire Hedin. Yes. And tell us a little bit of your, people can find out information at calconcon.com. I want you to lay out, because I talked to a representative from Yes California last week. He said, you're the person I talked to about the Constitutional Convention aspect. And I would like for you to talk about that, because that is something that has become very popular amongst many people on the right. And I'm quite concerned about it. We see that they want to pull it up for a balanced budget amendment or something. I'm concerned that it can't be controlled. So let's talk about that issue first. How do we control a constitutional convention if we convene one for a particular purpose, whether it's a balanced budget amendment or whether it's to create a process whereby people, states can secede from the union?
Well, I mean, obviously that's a concern, isn't it? Because we know, as you said, that the Republicans are particularly keen to have this happen. They've been the ones, the Republican states have been the ones pushing to have a convention. I will be honest, Marcus, who you did interview last week, is the better expert to argue for that, in terms of why that's not the case. And I'm actually right now, as we're on air, I'm looking through our FAQs so people can actually go to calconcon.com/FAQs. And we've got a number of paragraphs here explaining why we don't believe it would be a runaway event, basically. So, for instance, Forbes said in 2016, this is a reasonable fear, but here's why there's no cause for worry. Consider where the logic leads from the correct long shot description of the Convention of States. If 34 state legislatures actually were to formally agree on a convention call, it'd be the first time in history. And when we reflect on the magnitude of such an accomplishment, all the coalitions formed in each state and across the country, massive increase in public awareness of the crisis that would result, it would affect, I think, public response. You know, the thing is, David, if you look at the politics of today, the issue with it, which is a big part of why California wants to secede in the first place, is that there's really no actual relationship between the voters and the higher ranking politicians who are making decisions that affect our lives. And, you know, you mentioned this concern about, or an observation, you know, is there a civil war coming? And I would say we are at the beginnings of a civil war because of the way the administration, especially of today, are revealing the kinds of fractures that we have in our society. You know, and the fact that you even...
I would agree with that. I think that we see a polarization.
Yes.
And this last election has really underscored that. And part of that is the rhetoric that we see of demonizing people. Part of it is the reluctance to go with the election, as we see. But it really is reflective of regions of the country that have grown apart culturally, philosophically, politically, in so many different ways. And I think when we look at how large America is, as I pointed out, you know, just the size of Texas alone, just the size of California alone, I think they represent pretty clearly two different polar opposites of each other. And both of them are wanting to get out of this union because neither of them feel like the federal government represents them very well. And we have for decades, we have said that every problem that needs to be solved needs to be done in Washington. And so now we're all fighting over who's going to control Washington rather than being able to go our separate ways and have more local control. And I think that both from the left and the right, from Texas, from California, I think that's at the essence of it, don't you?
I completely agree with you, you know, and as I know you're aware, Thomas Jefferson was one of the first people to say, you know, once the West gets strong enough, it should self-govern. And it does make sense. You know, when the country was first officially formed, it was such a small colony of people. And it made sense then to create like a bubble, if you will, of how to self-organize and how to self, you know, do the politics of living together. And at this point, the scale that they're now working on, of course they don't know. And California is so distinct from the rest of the states as well, that it's highly unlikely that they're going to understand what we need. They don't respect our values. You know, I see that a lot. And I look at all the sort of rollbacks that Trump's done. I was reading the Washington Post article on August 24th by Philip Bump. And I mean, it's a phenomenal list of rollbacks of basically everything that California values. So
yes. And we've seen that. I've seen that in the events that I've covered. When I was at Bunkerville covering the Bundy Ranch standoff, you had ranchers and farmers there who wanted to be able to use certain things in public lands versus the North Dakota DAPL standoff where the people on the left wanted to lock that off. So we see this polarization that has started. How do we do this peacefully? We're going to talk to you about some details of what that would look like when we come back. Stay with us. We'll be right back talking about California secession.
Being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be cleaned. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Today, I'm excited to announce that a new limited shipment of DNA Forces finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products like DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Rolling, 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 rolling,
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight, and we're talking about Cal Exit. But in general, we're talking about secession, because it's not just California, those people on the left who want to leave. We also, of course, have people in Texas, conservatives, who believe that we should have secession, who think that too many things are trying to be solved in Washington. And so I wanted to talk to the people in Cal Exit, because they've now taken a novel approach. They are looking at a constitutional convention. And this is something that many people on the right are looking at because they want to have something, for example, with a balanced budget amendment. So the Constitutional Convention, according to Cal Exit people, would be for the purpose of setting up a clear and reasonable path for complete independence. So we're going to be talking to Claire Hedin, and she is a representative of one of these groups. Actually, you can find calconcon.com. That is Cal, as in California, ConCon, as in Constitutional Convention.com. We're going to get back to her, talk about what this might look like in terms of what the amendment would look like, how the process they would envision that to happen. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of the products that we sell here that keep us independent, that allow us to expand our programming, as we've now done with this morning show. We're starting our second week here of Real News. And I want to let you know about the flash specials that we have set up as a thank you to those of you who support us and support the operation by buying the types of products that you need, but buying them from us at a discount. So we have discounted both our nascent iodine and our BioTruth selenium for 45%. Again, that is a selenium that is organic. It is made from mustard seeds, and the nascent iodine is made from a deep source iodine. If you're going to use supplements, make sure you get pure supplements that are natural, organic, and not synthetic, not filled with fillers. And of course, the selenium and iodine are known as essential ingredients to support your immune system, your DNA production, thyroid health, eyesight. Many of those issues with just selenium and iodine is something that even the CDC states iodine deficiency is one of the four major deficiency diseases in the world. So you can now get those two products at 45% off. And we have a flash special on Super Male Vitality, 57% off. You can find that and the reviews at InfoWarsLife.com. We have 3,500 reviews that are monitored by our third-party review site. They're the ones who maintain that, curate that. You can see that it has 4.6 out of possible 5.0 average with 3,500 reviews. Again, Super Male Vitality, 57% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Let's go back to Claire Hedin, and she is a representative with CalConCon.com. And that may be one of your biggest obstacles there right there is people pronouncing the name of your organization and getting it right. But Claire is part of the group that would like to see a process for secession that would be in the Constitution. But I would say, and let's talk about that a little bit, but I think, Claire, you know, when you look at the Constitution, I think one of the reasons that we have these problems, and we see the polar extremes, we've just said, conservatives in Texas and liberals in California that say, hey, this just isn't working for us, and we would like to have more control locally, or you see groups like what happened with the North Dakota DAPL pipeline versus the more conservative type of approach that you see in Utah with the Bundy Ranch standoff, differences in how the land should be used. And yet this is being dictated to both sides out of Washington. We've got a situation where Washington has taken control over everything. And I think both conservatives and liberals are to blame for that. And we're ignoring the 10th Amendment. With the 10th Amendment and actually enforcing the 10th Amendment, would that be a solution, or do we need to have secession?
Well, I think, firstly, I just want to make a comment, an observation, David. At the very beginning, you introduced me before I came on as I'm from the left. And yet, what I've noticed so far on your show, which I'm enjoying, is the fact that I've seen at least three ads, heard at least three ads for organic products. So there's this issue around environment and the use of environment and land as a resource is across the aisles. You know, we all need to breathe, we all need to eat, and we all need to be able to drink healthy, clean water that's not going to poison.
Yes, you know, I agree with you. And we have issues, both of us have issues with the government stepping in and making that difficult for organic farmers, or making it difficult for people who sell natural products. And, you know, when we look at something like a constitutional convention or secession, we look at marijuana, for example. In California, people said, oh, you'll never, after we had decades of prohibition, people in California even would say, there's no chance that we're ever going to legalize marijuana. And yet,
a small determined number of people made that happen. And I'm glad they did because it is a natural product. There's absolutely no reason that it should be prohibited, certainly not as a class one drug, because it does have proven medical benefits. So yeah, we do share some of those issues. But when we talk about all these other issues, you know, you want to have more local control. And one way to do it would be to enforce the 10th Amendment, to have a legal fight with the government issue by issue. That's difficult. It's also difficult to do nullification. It's also going to be difficult to do secession. What would it look like if you got your wishes and you had a constitutional convention? What would you like to see in that document?
To be honest, when you look at the initiative, which people can go to, again, go to the website calconcon.com, and there's an initiative page. The whole thing, the whole document is up there. It is longer than the original constitution.
But that's not a good sign. I like to see things simple and clear. When they start to get really long, then it starts to get complicated.
Well, it's simple,
and people can hide things.
I promise you, very simple. I mean, I'm one of the people that wrote it, and I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a politician, but I am a human. And as you introduced me, I'm a professor and a healer and an artist. So yeah, that blue highlighter pot that people are now seeing on the screen, that actually is a really easy read, I promise you. And most of it makes sense to all of us. There's something in there that represents each person's needs, whether it is your own choice of who you love and want to marry so that you have legal security in the relationship, especially if you have a family. Simple things, basic things like equal pay for men and women, equal pay across ethnic, you know, across cultures, in terms of, you know, what's your racial background.
So would that be in the constitutional amendment, all these other issues?
Yeah, everything would be in there. So what we're doing is we're asking the, at the convention, we're asking people to discuss all of these things. And then, of course, they'd have to vote. And then you'd have to have, I think, a two-third or a three-quarter majority ratification of these discussions. But as it stands right now, California, our legislature already filed for a constitutional convention back in June 2014, but they asked for one thing. They only asked for rolling back the power of the recognition of corporations as a person, you know, for the sake of basically corrupting politics and being able to privatize lands and resources.
Well, let me just give you my two cents on this.
I think
if you want to have secession, I think you need to focus on that one issue. If you start to bring in other ancillary issues where people on the left and right are going to be disagreeing, because that's the heart of why we would have secession, I think it needs to be short. I think it needs to be concise. I think it needs to be about one issue. If we start to bring a lot of those things in, then what we're going to see is the same kind of opposition from conservative states to a constitutional convention that we see in Washington, where they put in these omnibus bills and they cover a gazillion different things rather than one particular thing. I think it's easier to get an up or down vote, and it would be easier, I think, to sell an idea that says we're going to have a path for independence and secession, just as they spelled it out with, let's say, Article 50 of the European Union, that addressed only that issue, not the root causes as to why we would want to separate and go our way. Because when I look at the different things that you've got in here, like equal pay that you just mentioned, clean energy use, making federal taxes negotiable, recognizing the rights of nature as a freely living being, that's not going to wash in conservative states like Texas. So you're not going to get any support from Texas on an amendment to the Constitution that puts those types of things in there.
Well, the thing is, the important thing to remember is that every single item in this is an individual item. So the single ask that we're doing is to have the convention. So if that gets passed, then all of these are independent conversations. So it's not our objective or our anticipation that absolutely everything's going to work, because it's going to be a conversation, right? And people are going to fight in conversation, as opposed to with weapons, about what is reasonable and fair for a democracy. And that's what we're trying to restore here. So our intention isn't just about secession. You know, we are part of the Calexit movement, but more importantly to us is that we have an extended community across this land. And we are, in fact, I think, trying to honor the intentions of some of the founding fathers to get away from the tyranny of England and the UK that they were escaping way back when. So I don't think it's a weakness to have these various elements in there. What I think is that it's a strength because it means we can expand the investment that the public will have.
We're out of time, and I hope that we can have this conversation as a country on secession. I hope we can have a conversation on self-governance, and we need to understand that doesn't imply violence from the left or the right to have that kind of conversation. Again, we've been talking to Claire Hedin, and you can find more information at calconcon.com. I would just add that I think we need to keep it tight and focused if we're going to make a change. That's it. Stay tuned for Alex Jones.